Nantucket photographer D. Clyde Myers is trying something new.
I said I want to do something specifically for the show, and these photos I'm showing, I broke into this house. Literally. I mean, I could have been in big trouble, and could potentially still be, because someone might go, that's my house.
Myers is talking about his contribution to a group art show called Jettisoning the Safe, Delving into the Uncertain. He snuck into an abandoned house he had long admired and photographed the interior. The experience for him was illuminating.
I mean, who knows what I'll do next? If I get arrested, I'm an artist.
Recently, I sat down with Myers, along with artist Danny Hinckley and Christy Cure, who is curating the show. This is the third year Cure has mounted a group exhibit like this for the Arts Festival, bringing unknown artists together with galleried artists and urging them to push beyond their comfortable ways of working. From the beginning, it succeeded, she said, in part because it offered something different from what most people expect.
One of the responses all the time when people would come up to the show was, oh, this isn't Nantucket art. Oh, these people don't live here on Nantucket. And I'd say, yes, all of them do.
That's not all that sets it apart. There's also the absence of price tags.
It's a show that is not for sale. So that a piece that is worth $20,000 can be hung next to a piece that's only basically priced at a couple of hundred dollars. Because you're not looking at price tags, you're only looking at titles. And I think that that's very important, so that you're not judging on anything except the quality of the work and how you react to the work.
I asked artist Danny Hinckley to describe what she was planning to create. She comes originally from Iowa. The potential dangers of big agriculture and the genetic modification of food crops have been on her mind.
So I'm going to bake. I'm making basically mutant animal crackers, but I don't cook at all. Fingers crossed, I have to still work on this, but I got some cool animal cookie cutters, and we're just going to mix and match and Frankenstein those babies up. I'm thinking also, too, to get like a hard tack recipe, you know, so bring in some Nantucket.
Are people going to be able to eat the cookies?
I think people can eat them. I'm down. Eat it. I dare you.
There's an element of uncertainty and discomfort in all of this for organizer Christy Cure, too. Until the day before the show opens, Cure herself doesn't know what kind of art she's getting or how much of it to expect.
Boy, you're taking chances.
Okay, a big part of the creative process for me is being messy.
Out on Hummock Pond Road, I caught up with artist Matt Oates. Oates is known for recycling everyday objects into fanciful creations. But for this show, he wants to leave his found objects intact and play with their presentation to transform them in the mind of the exhibit goer.
Here's the idea. The coffee maker that I have, every time I look at that coffee maker, I see a woodland fairy. All he needs is a pair of wings and some paint and some teeth hanging down the bottom, and that's what it would be. That's what I see when I look at the coffee maker. Now, I could paint that and put teeth on it, and then you would see it that way. But how about instead changing the way the person's looking, changing them to see it the way I see it?
And like each of these artists, Oates is not at all sure it's going to work.
I feel like I'm trying to break ground, and I'm really hoping it's not going to end up as a grave. But we'll see. I mean, that's the way the show was presented to me. Adventurous, work out of your medium. And being adventurous isn't just, the artist has to be as adventurous as they're hoping the people who come and look at the work are.
So if you're feeling adventurous, the exhibit Jettisoning the Safe, Delving into the Uncertain is up now at Sherburn Hall at 11 Center Street. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Steve Junker.